Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 16th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Vodafone UK has landed the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10-inch exclusively. If you want the Samsung Galaxy Tab in the UK, you will have to go to them. There is no other choice. I wouldn't see it quite as exclusive as you may think, Vodafone, because if it's anything like the 7-inch, it's just a turd rolled in glitter. Also yesterday, Nvidia announced the quad-core CalEISOC chip. Catchy, people. It's actually a chip that looks fantastic. It's really, really tiny. This thing's about as big as your thumbnail. And it's going to be a Tegra 3 NVIDIA chip that's going to go inside your tablet. It's going to give you up to 2560 by 1440 resolution. Now, that's the same size as the old 30-inch Apple monitor used to be. So that's pretty special, isn't it? Not bad at all. And HTC launched the Flyer, its 7-inch tablet. Now, I'm not into the Android tablets particularly because I got an iPad, but this one does look pretty good. It looks kind of smooth and nice and curvy and slick and dandy. And the operating system's supposed to be okay according to the reviews I've read this morning. I've asked my contacts at HTC for a review unit, and when I get one, I'll let you know what I think. They also released two new phones yesterday that had Facebook integration, the Cha-Cha and the Salsa. They had a button at the bottom that you pressed and it automatically started Facebook. It wasn't just a logo as at first thought. And Mark Zuckerberg has said, expect a whole slew of integrated Facebook phones in the coming 12 months. Oh dear. HTC finally brought out upgrades to the three most popular phones that they've currently got in the line, the Incredible S, the Desire S, and the Wildfire S. The Wildfire S actually did look kind of nice. And finally, HTC Peter Chu at the announcement said he wasn't too worried about the Microsoft-Nokia partnership, but it makes for a stronger ecosystem, which unfortunately is not the view of Motorola, because Motorola have said no, they're not interested in it at all. They couldn't care less. They wanted to stick with Android because it gives their customers an integrated functionality that they can control, whereas Windows 7 was a closed shop. Oh dear. And finally, on the Nokia Microsoft forum, Eric Schmidt stood up and said, well, we asked Nokia if they wanted Android, and hey, we're still open to a conversation if they want to have one. Oh dear. Schmidt also said that gingerbread and honeycomb would combine. So, will they split, won't they, is something that's now come back together. So there is a parting of the ways, but it'll only be until they get the next version out beyond Honeycomb, and then they'll all come back together, and there'll be one operating system that goes through phones and through tablets. Perhaps. We'll wait and see if he changes his mind next week. Apple has unveiled its subscription model for iOS app stores, and it's caused a bit of a problem. There's not a lot of people like it. The developers think that it's absolutely draconian. Apple's viewpoint is, hey, well, we get you the subscribers, so why shouldn't we take the cut? We're the shop front, and I've got to say, they make a good point. Rhapsody has already said Apple can stick it up their backsides. We're not going to along with it, no matter what. And if you want to develop and publish in the App Store from now on, you're going to have to give up 30% of your total commission. Oh, dear, bad luck. iWork 11 is due out on Friday. The reason that you know this is because Best Buy in Mexico scheduled a special event for iWork 11 on Saturday morning. And after someone said, what's happening Saturday morning then with iWork 11? They probably took it down. But it looks like during the Mac show on Friday, we'll be able to announce it and probably go out and buy it. Oh. Skype has expanded its reach to 500,000 hotspots. Yes, you heard me right. Previously, of course, Skype and the 3G thing, you could do voice, but you couldn't do video and all that kind of thing. Well, now they've signed a deal. It doesn't worry about your 3G or 4G connection because it's gone to the Wi-Fi hotspot providers. It's made a deal with BT OpenZone, FON, M3 Connect, Row 44, Skyrove, Spectrum Interactive, Tommy's Own, and Vex. And what that means is there's 500,000 places that you can now get Skype in its full video glory. Huzzah! Now, if you're thinking about buying the PlayStation phone, yeah, the Xperia that's running from Sony, it looks very, very nice and all that kind of stuff, but do beware, because there will be some legacy games available. It's coming with Crash Bandicoot on it, but if you've bought previous games, you will have to buy them all over again. They won't immediately port over from the PlayStation Network itself. Joystick has got the full story. Go and have a look there. And Watson gave the humans a good kicking last night on the first round of Jeopardy. After the initial round, Ken was on 200, Brad was on 600, and Watson was on 4,000. After they went through the betting round, It got a little bit stickier for Watson, but it still ran out with $35,000 to Brad's $10,000 and Ken's $4,000. The final round is tonight, and the winner walks away with $1 million. Could be a bit of a hollow victory for IBM, however. And Instagram announced yesterday that it's passed 2 million users. I found that amazing. It's something I haven't got into yet. We'll have a chat about it on the photo show on Friday, because I've never got round to sharing it. All the pictures look really crappy as far as I can see. And finally, the solo wheel is here. It looks like an extension cable reel that's been rolled up, but it's got two tiny feet that stand down, and it's got a pneumatic wheel in the middle, and you stand on it and it propels you. There's a video running Gadget of a bloke trying to ride it, and in the 3-minute video he never rides it once, so it looks like it's pretty difficult. And it's $1,500 if you want to have a go with it. I think they can keep that one. By the time I stood on it, the tire's going to be flat anyway. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be here again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.